In the final Aliyah of Parshas Truma, we read about the Chatzar, and the Torah describes it with the language V'asisa es Chatzar Hamishkan Lifas Negev Temona Kiloyim Lechatzar Sheish Mashzar Me'av Amo Orech Lepeah Ha'achas. And Rav Shamshon Rafal Hirsch explains how the symbolism of the Chatzar is meant to represent what's happening there. That first we have imageries of purification and whiteness, and then the notion of the sheish, the linen, identified by the same letters that mean six, that's the message of creation. And the message that's being transmitted here is that self-control, the theme of perfection that comes along with the Mishkan, is not something that is superhuman. And the aspiration to perfection is well within the reach of human beings that have been created. And the pillars, which stand on copper sockets and are encircled by silver bands and topped by silver hooks and beams, which stand on silver sockets overlaid with gold, all of this contributes to the message, because we have a progression here of copper to silver to gold, and that represents a path from crude nature through purification to genuine perfection. This is all coming from the premise that the Chatzar reflects the entry into the Mishkan and the effort towards perfection and the acquiring of Olam Haba. There are other Sfarim that focus on the fact that Chatzar is also used to represent Olam Hazeh and suggest an additional interpretation together with the last Pasuk. We read, L'chol klei ha-mishkan, b'chol avodaso, v'chol yusei dosav, v'chol yustos ha-chatzar, nechoshes. And the Sefer Luach Erez suggests very much al pidar chadrush that here the nechoshes, the copper, represents the Yetzirah, because it's the same letters as the nachash, and we sometimes find that imagery. And the message here is that the Yetzirah makes one think that the chatzar, that this pathway, which represents olam hazeh, is actually secure and is tied down. But that's a false image, and one has to recognize that this is a temporary pathway to our efforts towards olam haba. Regarding this language here that we find of yistos, of pegs, Rashi tells us that he's not sure exactly how they are held down. Does this mean that they were actually stuck into the ground, or were they only tied to the edges and then hung down, and their weight loaded the edges of the curtains so that they wouldn't move around in the wind? And the Sefer Otzer Shlomo, he points out that this has a nafkamina for the question of Hilchos Shabbos, in terms of what kind of building is forbidden in HaTorah, since that is derived from the construction of the Mishkan. Rav Moshe Feinstein understood, al pi derech hadrush here as well, that the message here is that first one needs to be tied down by others, meaning to be secured and to weight it down, and eventually they become heavy enough to become substantial enough not to be carried away by the wind. Once more, this parsha ends with continuing this theme of looking to the imagery of the Mishkan in order to inspire and uplift with messages of Musar.